want to say a few words just before we start the first piece. When Mary Griffin and I started to work on this project about this strange saint, Dwin, we never dreamed that it would roll into something bigger than we expected, and it just sort of kept growing. So since we didn't really have the time or the budget to prepare, record, rehearse a 45-minute piece, which is more or less what it's turned out to be, for you all here tonight, what you're going to hear is two chunks of piece, a long one and a short one, a quite short one. The first chunk is basically the first third of the opera, and then the other one is the final chorus. In a sense, they're like before and after pictures of the central action of this thing. After we hear this first chunk, I'll pop up to extremely briefly summarize the plot that unfolds before this final tableau. If you want to know all the gory details, there will be copies of Mary's complete librettos in the back. Afterwards, you can pick up one on the way out and read it at your leisure. Let me see. I think that does it. So if now you would join me in welcoming the singers for Dwin, patron saint of lovers and sick cattle.
Bilingual, of course. traditions piously observed accumulate veracity. Our will to believe will make history.
How can truth be crafted on a lie?
Tall tale, green shoot, metaphor blossom, incredible fruit. A kernel of some sort of truth, drops to the earth and takes root.
Skepticism is not enough.
Fact is the foundation of this ancient house. I summon all my crafts to keep our nation's noble stanzas in repair, and nail up my poetic license, skillful decoration here and there creates solid ambience and keeps out the Anglo-Saxon drafts.
And who would tear the house down to find your mind the builder's by improvisation? Who would be if the tapestry apart to trace the clever threads of
cattle too.
Come off it, YOLO.
that isn't true.
How do you know who told you?
An old woman told me that when she was a child, an old man had shown her where strawberries grew wild, and he told her a story and sang her a song. His mother had told him, her father had sung. When he told her the story, he'd heard from his gran, when she showed him the lake, and they saw the black swan on their way to the hill, where when she was a child, an old man had shown her where the strawberries grew wild. And he sang her the song an old woman had sung, when she showed him the place where the hare hid her young, and a place where the bracken was withered with frost, where an old man had told her a battle was lost, and his grandmother told him her granddad had said that the crows had their fill and the river ran red. When he showed her the way, he went as a child with an old woman who knew where the strawberries grew wild.
Pretty.
what said.
Ha ha, watch out, you still make her to grief. Humiliate your husband, devastate your wife. Love and ruin your sensible life. Love makes loyalty seem like compromise.
Chooses to unfreeze Mylon, to be relieved forever of the pain of love, and to become the patroness of all who desire to resolve their own difficulties in love. The bargain includes retiring to a nunnery. And in this last scene, Mylon is glad to be restored to room temperature, but is embittered over the loss of Dwayne.
Oh,
There's a flame in your eye,
and I saw.
dearest little lambkin, sweet Bo Peep. You can save your friends from purgatory. Go back and suffer publicly. Stone, burn, break, freeze, cut flesh to bare bone.
We don't leave them.
But instantaneously, the wound will shut its ragged mouth into a smile. The smile melts away like the proverbial snowball in proverbial hell. Leaving no trace that meanwhile in real hell your soul is running through sub-zero rooms screaming,
"Let me out! I'm so lonely, I'll be mad!
Assumes meanwhile, and in a sense they're right, that you're not all there, because there won't be any bloody stigmata blossoms for them to gawp at, no imprimatur on your rather ridiculous agony. But I shall work a greater miracle than this, for meanwhile in purgatory another soul floats free. Another soul bubbles up to me.
Secondary gain from secondary pain.
Are you staying? Who takes away mundane errata? Grant them rest.
Because they're out of the picture, just out of camera range. How strange, out of sight, out of mind. Out of mind.
Stinking to high heaven, dying.
and alone in the comfort of a nursing home.
What did she look like? What did you hear? What did she smell like? Tell me, tell me, tell me. Are you sure? Will you swear? The doors on the IRT, ding dong.
This subway car stinks like Limburger cheese.
This subway car stinks like Limburger cheese.
Oh oh
oh oh.
It's a barefoot woman with lice in her hair and her blanket round her nose.
With lice in her hair and her blanket round her nose.
Perhaps she cannot bear the sweet
executive smell.
Principessa Marcella Borghese.
And Princess Marcella di Borghese.
Cosmere.